greetings in Christ's name this morning. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Well, typically when we speak of seasons, we think of spring, summer, fall, and winter. And that's because the earth is spinning around the sun on a 23.5-degree tilt, and we get our seasons from that. But we also have seasons in our families, and we have seasons in our lives. And the whole concept of seasons really infiltrates almost every part of our life. We have the season of school, which just started. But we also have a season within our church. And this week, between this Sunday and next Sunday, there's a transition in this church. And I'd like to think about two things that I've been tempted with thinking at this time. One is that it's finally over. And the other one is, am I really up to this? Am I capable? And doubt. Well, I'd like to suggest that both of those feelings and intuitions and, you know, senses that we get aren't very healthy to think that way. And I think that feelings of accomplishment and pride or insecurities are not the kind of feelings and blessings that the Lord and the Holy Spirit puts into our hearts and our lives as we contemplate this season. So my suggestion is that if you find yourself at the end or the beginning of a church responsibility, that to think carefully about these subtle urges. You know, my term as a Sunday school superintendent ends today, but my contribution to the church and the growth and the health, my responsibility to use brethren, the accountability and the encouragement and being encouraged doesn't end today. It flows on and on throughout the ages. So I think it's safe to say that as long as we are mentally and physically able, and again, we're talking about seasons here, our efforts to make a church function as Christ expected it to function, wants it to function, we don't have an expiration date. Our usefulness in this church, and this is also broader because there's people here that don't normally attend here, and I should say welcome and worship with us this morning. But our usefulness in our churches does take many forms of how it looks like. Some of the more subtle things that happen without very many people knowing about it are just as important as the role of being a Sunday school teacher. Sometimes it might be tempting to sort of think that, well, this is now a year without too many church responsibilities. We can just sort of quit contributing. But I'd like to just turn to Romans 12 this morning. I'd like to read the first 8 verses and to try to understand maybe in a broader context of what it is that he's talking about here. And I'll read the first 8 verses here. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy, according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Well, this could be a long exposition on these eight verses. But there's several things I just want us to think about. In verse 3, he cautions us, well, he suggests that we think soberly. And I think to think soberly does require us to have a proper perspective of who I am before God and what my responsibility is as a believer to the church in a greater role. And it also talks just briefly about the conditions of the heart. And I know that sometimes we want to talk about attitudes, and they're sort of hard to define what the right attitude is. But I think that whatever our posture is, I think that other people have the ability to discern that. And like we were reminded last Sunday in our Sunday school lesson, that all of us have blind spots. And blind spots are areas where we think we know, and yet we don't know. And so as we go through this season of change here in our church, I simply want to remind myself and all of us about the importance of being humble before God and being willing to be used of God. Whether we're teaching, we have a role of teaching, whether you're a superintendent, or whether you're on the canning committee. These are all important roles in the function of this church. And even through every role, God can be glorified and God can be honored. Let us kneel for prayer.